Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 6th. Let's start out with our memory passage from John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies." Our passage in Isaiah today comes from chapter 52. This is for the people who are in exile, the hope and the good news that salvation is coming and that they will be freed. I'm going to start in verse 7 and go through verse 12. There's some very familiar language in verse 7. "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news." The emotion here is one of joy felt when good news has come, when the pressure valve of being in exile and not being in your homeland is finally released and you see, yes, we're coming home. And so the people are bursting into jubilant song. This passage is dear to my heart as well because I came down in my wedding to a song that was titled "How Beautiful." And in that song, it's "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring in news," and also "How beautiful the radiant bride who waits for her groom with his love in her eyes." Another picture of the longing that we have as believers to one day leave these bodies, leave this earth, this exile away from the presence of the Lord, the continual presence of the Lord, and one day we will be in his presence. And the metaphor of the bride and the bridegroom shows us that deep sense of love and security that we'll feel there. So let's start with verse 7 and go through verse 12. "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the articles of the Lord's house. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard." Our second passage today is from Acts chapter 22, verses 6 through 16. We're picking up on Paul's instruction to the crowd about what happened to him to change him into a follower of Jesus. "About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.' My companions led me by the hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one, and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. This is an awesome story. Paul's on his way to persecute Christians, and he suddenly saw a bright light. It says that his companions saw the light as well, but they didn't understand the voice of Jesus. This reminded me of that song by Hank Williams, I Saw the Light. I can't wait at the end of the podcast to play that for you and to remind you of the beauty of seeing the light of Christ revealed in our lives and then following him. And now let's turn over to the Psalms for our daily reading from Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2, which teach us about the proper response of a worshiper. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together in Acts 22. The God of our ancestors chose Paul to do his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. I want to turn that into a prayer for us. Lord, would you choose us to know your will? Would you choose us to see you and to hear from you? And would you make us witnesses like Paul to your goodness and your mercy? Will you pray with me? Lord, we want to be those who have beautiful feet because we bring the news of your salvation to a world that is desperate, a world that is just moving along, not thinking about you and your love, a world that we get caught up in so many times. Lord, stop us in our tracks. Help us to see the brilliant light of Christ's love and make us witnesses to it today. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. Help us, Lord, to ask ourselves, how do we love you? And we turn that to a prayer as well. Lord, we want to love you more. Teach us your ways. Lord, we have seen the light. We've wandered aimlessly, and you came to us, and we praise you because the light of Christ has illuminated ourselves and our world. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I saw the light.